These are wonderful imaginative ideas from wonderful imaginative people, and it is certain that many more proposals will be advanced by many more people as the new spirituality is embraced in your culture. And yes, that will shift politics forever. The day is soon coming when humanity will no longer approve of or tolerate the political mechanisms, maneuverings, machinations, and manipulations of today.
We've had so much corporate scandal in this world and so much corporate greed. The executives, many of them at the top of these corporate ladders, claim to be God-fearing people. Yet somehow they found in the teachings of yesterday's God a message that's given them the room to behave as they have behaved and to imagine that it's totally okay. Global conglomerates threaten to take over the world. They're more powerful now than most governments, perhaps more powerful than all governments. They certainly seem to be running our governments. We've shaken our heads and wondered what kind of ethic could create such business practices, such an abusive use of power. If this is the ethic of today, bring on tomorrow's God fast. But what will that look like? How will the new spirituality affect worldwide economics?
In the days of the new spirituality, all economic, commerce, and business considerations will become part of a whole systems approach to the creation of a way of life and the construction of a society that works for everyone. In the future, conscience will be brought back into commerce. Consciousness will be raised and awareness will increase around the issue of multiple impact. Decisions will not be taken in an environment of isolation. Businesses will understand themselves to be communities of people and to be part of larger communities of people, the lives of whom are directly affected by their choices. And in this understanding will be found a whole new reason for being. In the days of the new spirituality, the purpose of business and commerce will be changed. In the current model, all businesses are profit-driven, and when businesses cease to make a profit, they go out of business. Your society and the values you have established for it have made it virtually impossible for a business which does not make a profit to stay in business.
Well, that's why we have non-profit organizations. Businesses that want to make serving the public their first priority are exempted from the rigors of the marketplace through the granting by the government of nonprofit status. This allows them to stay in business regardless of the bottom line.
Nonsense. You are cutting down and cutting off social services all over because you say you can't afford them. You are providing fewer and fewer programs in your schools because you say you can't afford them. You are sending the mentally ill back into the streets, shutting down halfway houses and other facilities because you say you can't afford them. The thought that you can't afford a civil society is what is causing your society to no longer be civil. So long as you insist on a social system that creates haves and have-nots, you will face this problem. And as the gap between the rich and the poor widens, which it is doing every year at an accelerating rate, you can expect civility to all but disappear. Yesterday's God has been characterized as pretty much of an every-man-for-himself kind of God. That's because yesterday's God is understood to be separate from human beings, and the old spirituality says that human beings are separate from each other.
With all this separation going on, God has to take care of his needs, and humans have to take care of theirs. If God's needs are not being met by humans, incidentally, then God has to do what God has to do, and if humans get caught in the fallout from that, well, gosh, what can be said? Humans, likewise, have to take care of their own needs. And if their needs are not being met by other humans, incidentally, then humans have to do what humans have to do. And if other humans get caught in the fallout from that, well, gosh, what can be said? I mean, life is tough.
That's because you have an economic system, the purpose of which is to generate profit.
Well, what should the purpose of the system be?
There are no shoulds in the universe. Who would do the shoulding?
Okay, I understand. Tomorrow's God doesn't require anything.
That's correct. The idea that requirement exists is an illusion. It is one of the 10 illusions of humans.